We're going to head to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Ken. How are you today?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And obviously a tough outcome at Kent State last Thursday in that 30-27 setback after getting back to your office and watching the film. Talk about the performance of your Bulls.
Yeah, disappointing fourth quarter, absolutely. You know, credit to Kent. We had failures to execute in all three phases and, you know, let a lead get away and, you know, disappointing ending at the last second field goal. A lot of things, you know, we need to do better. I need to do better. And that lies on my shoulders that those things shouldn't happen, especially in the fourth quarter. But this group has bounced back in the past. They've attacked the week in a good way. And, you know, and we don't have a lot of time to sit and dwell on that. We have to get on to Toledo here on Wednesday.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold. Lance, to that point, how have your Bulls responded in practice this week in preparation for Toledo?
You know, I thought they've handled it well. They're focused. Yeah, you know, first 24 hours, and you know, a loss like that, a loss on the road, getting back late, turning around on a 6-day. There's a lot of things that are going to make it challenging. But at the same time, when you don't have a lot of time, you have to turn the page quickly. And you know, and getting them back in the room as quickly as we did, I think has helped with that. And we'll find out exactly how we've responded here in a little over 48 hours.
When you take a look at film and looking ahead at Toledo, what are some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively?
Very talented, very athletic team, a lot of depth. You know, Jason does a great job. You know, they've gone through, you know, their share of injuries and things, and, you know, they're still very resilient, and it just seems like another guy steps up for them. So we know how good they are. Again, their team speed, yet they're very physical, and they make a lot of things happen. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us. And like I said, it should be a good game.
Obviously, for your Bulls, you've got a home game with Toledo, and then you've got your final two regular season games at home. Unfortunately, that the division isn't at hand, but you've got a ton of football left and a lot at stake with a 5-5 record and what's there for postseason.
Yes, you know, obviously the disappointment of some of those things, but we like you said, we still have things to play for, still working on accomplishing, you know, things in the consistency area and the things that haven't been done at this institution and within our football program. So we have a lot to play for, a lot to be proud of, and hopefully our guys are going to embrace those challenges and, you know, and of course attack that Wednesday night.
Are you looking forward to see how your Bulls respond?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, we've had our ups and downs throughout this season. That's part of, you know, the maturing process we've talked about with this team, and it's not just individuals, it's collectively as units. And, you know, those are things that I think we were anticipating that may occur. You don't want them to occur, but again, there's been times where this group has really responded well to these challenges, and with two games to play, both here at home and things still at stake, it'll be and yes, I'm anxious to see how they respond to it all.
Well, Lance, I'll let you get back to preparation for Toledo. Again, I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Wednesday night, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Kent. Bye.
Thank you for Lance Leipold and his Buffalo Bulls coming off that 30-27 loss at Kent State. Again, defensively, Malcolm Kuntz, five tackles, 2.5 sacks, and 2.5 tackles for loss, all career highs in that contest. For Buffalo, they'll be hosting Toledo on Wednesday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, that game on ESPN2.